You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. We're about to hear something I preached a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like the sound of what you hear here every morning here on the radio or on the podcast, if you live around here, we'd love to see you out at Island Sunday morning at 10:30. Next week, I'm preaching something entitled Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. It's a look at what exactly that was. That'll be this coming Sunday at 10:30 at Island Community Church. We're going to take a biblical look at what was Paul's thorn in the flesh. But here today, we're looking at something which I've entitled, How's Your Diet? It comes out of Hebrews chapter 5, where the author of Hebrews, whoever that is, says, Everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the word of righteousness, for he is an infant or a babe. But solid food is for the mature, for those who, because of their practice, have their senses exercised. The Greek word there, gymnos, have their senses exercised to distinguish good from evil. My question is to you, are you on milk or are you on solid food? Some pastors deliberately spoon-feed the congregation milk, thinking that's all you can handle. But I've got great expectations for you. Friends, in my worst day, I memorized 500 songs easy. Not only that, but all the verses to them. How many verses in the Bible have you memorized? Are you on milk or are you on solid food? That's today's message. Stay tuned now for part two.
Also, he said, by now, this person ought to be feasting on the solid food of the profound truths of the Word of God, but instead is on a milk diet, like a babe. I can't tell you how many pastors I know who deliberately give milk to their flock in the church, those that they are shepherds over. They do it deliberately and say that that's all you can handle. You can't handle any more than that. I don't believe that. I mean, in my worst day, I'm cutting to the chase, but in my worst day, when I was not a desirable person, I've probably memorized in my life 500 songs. And all the verses to all the songs. How about you? Speaking of verses, how many Bible verses have you memorized? Have you memorized more song verses or Bible verses? I challenge you and stretch you to memorize as many Bible verses as you have song verses. I don't condemn you. I challenge you. You can do it. You can handle more than one point to a sermon. I don't care what studies show. I believe that you can. How can a believer, how can you know that you have moved on from milk to solid food? How can you know it? Logical question, right? How can you know you've moved on from milk to solid food? The answer to that is by being able to discern the truth from a lie. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2:15, "He who is spiritual discerns all things." My wife's another great example. She used to listen to this person on the radio who she thought maybe was a half-decent teacher or a good teacher back when maybe she wasn't as studious as she is now. And then the more she read her Bible and the more she studied and read, the more she read, the more she recognized that this person was a heretic. Because she's had her senses exercised to discern good from evil. How are you doing on that? This is what we're looking at here today. This is a good spiritual examination to take inventory to see if you have progressed from a diet of milk to porterhouse steak. Okay, so let's say you're in front of your television, you're watching a Christian program, and you hear the following statements. Number one, Jesus never said he was God. Number two, now mind you, these are PhDs that say this kind of stuff. They got more letters after their names than Kellogg's has got cornflakes. Jesus never said he was God. Jesus Christ is not the only way to heaven. Number three, there is no hell. Number four, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle. Or flip the channel on your TV to Christian and you hear it, well, all those other ones are Christians as well. Have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Or evolution. There is a list of five of Satan's most common objections. Now, you heard that right. I didn't say men or women. That's a list of five of Satan's most common objections that people have regarding the Bible and regarding the Christian faith. Along with these objections, there is a new addition here to my list here. The greatest divider in the church today is point number five. Because this is the great breaker up of all churches, is this baptism of the Holy Spirit. Are you able to defend the faith? Do you know where to go confidently to answer all six of these questions? Do you know where to go confidently to answer all six of those questions? I say these things to stretch you, that's all. By the time you walk out the door today, you're going to know them. If you don't already, this is a serious problem. If a heretic is the most popular program on my radio station, what does that tell you? You know, let me say this. The top two programs on my radio station are the greatest heretics I've ever heard in all my life. Top two programs. Because people are spoon-fed out of this pulpit milk. And they don't know the Word of God. You're going down a slippery slope if you don't know this Word. My vision as pastor of Island Community Church is found in Colossians 1:28. It says, "Him we preach," that's Christ, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect and woman perfect in Christ Jesus." Rest assured, if you are a member of this church, or if you plan on being a member, this is my vision, is to present you perfect before His throne. That's my motives here. And that's what I do every week, and that's what I'll continue to do here. Lord Jesus, I present you Ron Howard. Perfect. Now, perfect means mature. Don Esposito, I present you Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect. By feeding you the truths of the Word of God. It's up to you to do whatever you do with them. Mark Gibson, Jesus Christ. Perfect. That's what Paul did. I take my cues from him. Let's move on. Under our list, do you know where to go in your playbook, the Bible, to refute all of these errors? Now remember, The heretics are here deliberately to separate the wheat from the chaff and the wheat from the tares. You know, sometimes I feel that when I fight against heretics, I feel like I'm fighting against God. But these guys, they just don't go away. And the Lord uses them to separate the wheat from the chaff. The Lord uses, these heretics don't go away, but God uses them. Point number one. Again, let me say, the heretics are here around you deliberately. They don't go away. But God wants them to fine-tune you so that you'll know the truth. There must be heresies among you so that those who are approved will be made manifest. Point number one. They're already listed. I'm going to give you the verses where to go if you don't already know. Okay, number one. One of the devil's foot soldiers gets on the television and says to you, well, Jesus never said he was God. Where do you go? If you get home today and put on Christian television, or actually you really don't see that on Christian television, that's usually the History Channel and some of those other stations that have supposed Christian programming on, and some doctor, some PhD in theology gets down and says, well, you know, Jesus never said he was God. What do you do when you hear that? Where do you go? Some people say, well, you know, maybe he's right. I never heard him say, I am God. Where do you go? If you would please turn with me to John chapter 8, verse 58. And you can write that, the first thing on your list there, for how to combat this heresy when you hear it, that Jesus never said he was God. John chapter 8, verse 58. We are going to know here in this church where to go to defend the faith against heretics. All right, someone's on your television and says, Jesus never said he was God. Even better yet, it's Saturday morning. You know who knocks on your door on Saturday mornings, right? Ah, that's what I like to hear. Not anymore. They won't come to our house either anymore because they run into that one over there that answers the door. Well, Jesus never said he was God. Okay, let's look at John 8:58 then, where Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. What do you think he just called himself? All right, you're unsure? Keep your finger there, and I'm going to read to you Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Moses says this. Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, and when I say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say, what is his name? What should I say to them? And God said to Moses, he said, ego eimi ho on. I am the being. I am who I am. All in capitals there. That is the verb to be in English. It's the name Jehovah in Hebrew, or the name Yahweh, YHWH. It's the covenant name of God. That's who God said he was to Moses. Now, fast forward 1,500 years, and Jesus said, "Prin Abraham genestai." Ego eimi. And then the Jews picked up stones to throw at him in verse 59. Why? Because he just called himself God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.